Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
All right, today we're going to talk about the Batman series of the New 52. John's going to give a quick rundown of those. All right, so we're going to move on to more of the Batman kind of side of things.
Gotcha.
There's several comics that deal with that world.
Yes.
We're going to run through Batman, Batgirl, Detective Comics, Nightwing, and Batman and Robin.
Awesome.
All right, so let's just start off the bat with Batman.
Awesome. Batman was great. Obviously, the Owls, the Night of the Owls, that whole storyline. Man, the Court of Owls storyline was incredible. And Scott Snyder does an incredible job with Batman. He's a really dark writer, and so he brings in these other elements of darkness and kind of just explores the different levels of the Batman psyche, whether it was a dick before the reboot or whether it was, you know, now with Bruce. So he's really good at exploring those storylines. In fact, the fact that it crossed over so well into the other comics as well really kind of just serves that storyline really fit the Batman mythology.
Cool. All right, Detective Comics.
Tony Daniel, he's one of my favorite like artists and writers because he does both of them. And whenever he does both of them, it's really cool. His role in the New 52 has been to introduce some of the standard characters and find out where all the other villains fit.
Joker?
No, not the Joker. I mean, he did on the first issue. Oh my gosh, on the first
issue. Joker's apparently coming back.
He's coming back in October here. But on the first issue of Detective Comics, it was just a twist that no one expected with the Joker at the very beginning. But he touched on everybody, and he's introduced these more classic characters in ways that fit into the New 52, which I appreciate the fact that, okay, well, Scott Snyder is taking Batman and they're doing this epic storyline, and then Tony Daniels kind of taking the standard characters and making them fit into this world. So that kind of serves the dual purpose there.
So Batman's kind of doing its own thing, and Detective Comics actually makes it fit with the rest of the New 52.
Well, not necessarily. He actually makes the villains fit with the New 52.
Okay.
But I mean, the Batman story kind of fits more in the world.
All right.
He's taken some of the past and integrating it into the current Batman.
I see. All right, Nightwing.
Nightwing, awesome. That integrated really well into the Night of the Owls as well. And the way Dick Grayson is being portrayed by that writer is pretty accurate. The only thing that didn't make sense to me is he had this. I mean, he was Batman.
Right.
He had the cape and he had the, you know, the cowl and he was the
Batman.
Guy.
He was kind of reluctant the entire time though.
I mean, sort of, but I mean, he was Batman.
Right.
And now he's not wearing a cape. He's wearing tights and he barely carries any equipment with him and that sort of, I mean, it's like, it's a very definite, like.
Large, really huge contrast.
Yeah. It's a big contrast. And I think that.
Does his character fit? Where does his character fit?
Better? I think he fits better with the Nightwing character because he's from the circus and he's an acrobat and that sort of thing. I mean, it just works better.
Yeah.
But overall, I feel like that switch wasn't as smooth as it could have been. It makes sense for him to want to leave some of the gear behind, leave some of the baggage behind, and pick up his own thing now.
Yeah. Batman and Robin, how's that fit in?
Ooh, Batman and Robin, that has been incredible. It's been in a great relationship balance between Batman and Robin. I mean, it's less about Batman and Robin and how they are great superheroes and more about Batman and Robin as father and son.
Yeah.
And it very much
investigates that. Which we never saw
before. Which we never saw really that side because, I mean, he was around for a little while, but then as soon as, I mean, Bruce left. And so just to see that dynamic and to explore some of those facets of especially Damian's character.
Is Damian still really bratty?
Oh, yeah. And he's, you know, he's more dark than any of the other characters in that world, which is strange for like a 10-year-old kid.
We also have Batgirl.
Batgirl, awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're okay with them switching characters?
No, but it's awesome. And honestly, it's one of those things that I want the old Batgirl, you know, or the last Batgirl, I guess. And I'm pretty upset about how they treated
what happened to her?
Or what happened to the previous Batgirl?
Yes.
Not explained.
Just gone.
Just gone.
That's ridiculous.
I don't get it. I want that character to come back and I'm not sure if it'll happen, but whatever.
All right, on the next episode, we're going to rate the comics we've talked about so far, provide some additional comments, and give you our expectations for the Before Watchmen series. So we'll see you next time on Stay on Target.